702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Right, 7 to 8, onto the world of viral content now. A very good morning to you, Kabazela.
Very good morning to you, Bungles.
We were talking about courage just a moment or two ago, and it certainly takes some courage to correct a bad decision, doesn't it?
It does. And at the time, it may not have been a bad decision, right? Because if you look at the interest rate hikes over the last couple of years and what your repayments on your car or your home would have been a couple of years back to what they are now, they have significantly increased, right? And I doubt your salary has increased as much. So there's this video that's gone viral. A woman by the name of Potso Wabokorabo, she posted a video of her Mazda, I think it's the small little one, I think the X3 vehicle, a very nice little vehicle, cute vehicle. And she posted a video of the car, which is on a trailer. And it's getting towed away. And she said, basically, you were a bad financial decision, but I loved you. Still do. I love you, with a little heart next to it. And, you know, I think the obvious conclusion here is that the car is basically being repossessed. She couldn't keep up with the payments. So the car is now going back to the bank, right? So very sad situation, and many people are going through those kind of circumstances, Bungles. But she had the courage to post this and say, you know, it was a bad financial decision. I shouldn't have made it, but I did, and now suffer the consequences. And perhaps she's maybe made the decision as well to say, look, this car's just become too expensive to maintain every month. I need to make some plans and look after the cash. So a lot of people have sympathized with her and said, well done for making, you know, that decision, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it's a tough one, eh? Because, you know, at the time, like I said, she probably bought it thinking she could afford the vehicle, but then circumstances have changed, et cetera, et cetera. So have you been in that situation where, let's say, you've regretted a financial decision in your life, and then you had to make a decision to get out of this mess that you found yourself in?
Yeah.
And how did you go about it? And, you know, what was the process? And have you come out stronger on the other side, I suppose?
Yeah. I mean, have you waited like this woman for the vehicle to be repossessed? Or are you one of those who was able to make a decision to downsize? I imagine we're going to have lots of stories given the current cost of living crisis and the rising interest rates and this rate cycle we've been living in. Have you made a big change in terms of your financial habits? And very quickly, Kabazela, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, this is according to Aaron Wan-Bissaka, defender for Manchester United. Now, he says that people look at him and they judge him because he doesn't smile, et cetera, et cetera. So he did an interview with one of the publications in the UK, and this is what he had to say.
People think I don't smile. People think I'm upset, moody, or, do you know what I mean? That's just how when pictures come up, that's what they capture. Everyone that's approached me, like strangers, fans, you want to speak to me, friendly conversation, you know, I'll give my time for you. Just don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, I mean, do you get that from people sometimes that they say, you know, why do you always look so grumpy, or why don't you smile more often? And you may just have that face or that those expressions on your face, you know, from time to time, which people misinterpret. And you might look at that person, right, and you probably prejudge him and think, oh, so-and-so is such a grumpy pants. And then when you actually approach them and speak to them, you find out they're the most delightful, funny, person that you've met. So yeah, have you got that face? Have people told you that? And then number two, have you prejudged somebody only to find out, wow, you know, Tabo, he's a great guy. Let's hear those this morning as well, Bongles.
Yeah, you're one of those people, or do you know someone who appears to be unfriendly, but in fact is a lovely soul, but they just don't have that, you know, hey, let's all be mates kind of face or demeanor when you meet them for the first time, and how have you navigated? And especially if you have a partner who people think is unfriendly, and you love this person dearly. Maybe it's a partner, maybe it's a sibling. You think, no, Clive is a really, really nice person, but everyone is afraid of them. Tell us those stories. But do you have that face that appears unfriendly? You know, aujwayelwa. Do you know what I mean when I say aujwayelwa? People can't be too familiar with you. If they don't know you. And then only upon getting to know you, they go, oh, you're a nice guy after all. Do you have that face? Lindy van Vatvat on Twitter says, I'm that girl. I'm the girl with that face. So many times after the fact, people become brave enough and say that their first experience of me, their first impressions versus their actual experience were very, very different. Pleasant surprise, they say. Are you one of those? That stems, of course, from our What's Gone Viral conversation and this idea of making bad financial decisions. Have you been able to get out of one? You buy a fancy car and you keep listening to Lisetja Khanyago, the Reserve Bank governor, and you think, yo, before the popper dance, let me make a different decision. Have you had to let go of a prized possession, a car, for example, that you thought, maybe I shouldn't be driving a Z4. Maybe for me, a Toyota Corolla is actually what my budget requires. Have you scaled down a champagne lifestyle and got real with your beer budget? Do you have a story to tell?
I mean, there was one point I was working, I'd just been promoted. I can't remember what was happening, but like money was incredibly tight then. And I was like, you know, my parents are proud of me. I've moved out of home and I've been out for a couple of years, but I was really, really feeling it financially. And I was like, you know what? One day I took him out for lunch. I was like, guys, I'd like to come back home for a little bit and gain some strength and then go back out again, which is a very tough decision to make because you're now used to coming back at whatever time without anybody really caring. But moving back home was a tough decision to make, but I think a wise one in the end.
I remember losing a job. I'm just before I, let me do my estimates now, late 20s. Losing a job and making the decision to sell my first property because I didn't know when next I would get one, and using the profit from that to help me survive through some months before starting all over again. I've made that decision before. Have you downgraded? Let us know.
Morning, Bongani and Kabazela. Just listening to you guys here talking about people with an unfriendly face. You know, many people say to me, I'm serious, you know, I don't look approachable. And then as I listen to you guys speak about this, I'm just thinking about how wrong people can be about one. I'm actually quite a friendly person, only if you get to know me. So yeah, I am that person that is misjudged to be unfriendly and unapproachable.
Can I tell you something? When I first got to 702 in this episode, right? Because I've been here before and I left and I came back. When I first got here, KG was the technical producer for Azania in the afternoon. And I used to come into Azania's studio to do the throw forward for Afternoon Drive, which I hosted. And he was just the scariest and friendliest. He's the most gentle soul, as Sia said. But you're in the beginning. He has
still
that
is,
face.
Though. He still is.
I'm Jaeli, I can tell you that for free. Camelo MG on Twitter says, even at my most relaxed and happy mood, people wrongly perceive me to be very serious and unfriendly. I don't smile. I only laugh. Veli, you're in Pretoria. You're busy downgrading, are you?
I am trying to. Morning, everyone. You know, Bonganine, Lisita Khanya has got us by the throat. My husband and I are busy trying to downscale. We are at a point where we're thinking, do we really need two cars? We're taking one car back. We are trying to downgrade the one for something cheaper and at least a comfortable Niana for the kids to school. Two cars is just not doing for us anymore. And even the one car that we're trying to trade in for something cheaper, it's just not doing it for us. Now, you know, Bongani, the most painful part is that banks do not make it easy for you to downscale. Let me tell you, they do not make it easy for you to downscale. you know, when you want to get something cheaper, you know, shortfalls that you need to carry over to the new car. It's just ridiculous. You end up paying exactly the same amount that you're paying now, trying to run away from something fancy. You find yourself, the Corolla that you're talking about, you find yourself paying around 8,000 rand for a Corolla from 9,000 rand BMW.
Right.
Because of shortfalls and stuff like that. So honestly speaking, we are stuck with luxury cars that we cannot afford, but we cannot afford to go down to something cheaper. Because of the banks,
that
is not accommodating.
Listen, Veli, you raise an important point. And of course, I mean, from the bank's point of view, it is debt that you incurred. And so they can't really just write it off because your circumstances have become more difficult. So it is a conundrum. Yeah. But I suppose, and I'm going to put this to, so I want you to listen on the radio. I'm going to put this to Mateo. Veli is raising the point of the interest rate hikes. And the fact that, of course, we never get really any good news from the Reserve Bank governor. But Mateo, I'm sure you've got a view. Imagine if he didn't. Imagine if he was, you know, what's the opposite of conservative? Imagine he wasn't conservative. Imagine he was, you know, freestyling this thing and letting it all happen.
Yeah, well, we saw Recep Tayyip Erdogan try to re-engineer economics in Turkey. And I say this because they followed the same route we did at one point, following and tailing inflation raising interest rates to tail inflation. Then he hired his son-in-law to be the Reserve Bank governor for a few years. And he used to tell him to say, keep interest rates where they are. Inflation is fine. We'll rework it our own way. And look, the market works against you. And the reason why the Reserve Bank raises these interest rates is to make sure that, you know, as time goes by, the 100 rand that you have in your pocket really buys something and is still valuable. If they don't do that, we might see inflation hit 30-40%. So it's painful now, like the Reserve Bank governor said, but in time it'll make sense.
Yeah, what did he say? Take the bitter medicine now to avoid going to ER later, to avoid the emergency room later.